You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Budget 2026 has been met with mixed reactions, with the government highlighting major investments in healthcare and defence, while also confirming the end of the fees-free tertiary education scheme. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke with Shannon Halbert about healthcare funding, the scrapping of fees-free, and the government's decision to significantly increase defence spending.
It's now been a week since budgets has been released. What's Labour's overall assessment of the budget?
Well, we know that funding that's been allocated isn't enough to keep up with what's needed. Christopher Luxon, he promised to fix the economy and to provide respite on the cost of living. And this budget was the last chance for him to do that. And there wasn't anything in there for the average New Zealander needing a bit of help at the moment.
The government has highlighted health as one of the biggest winners in the budget, with more than $5.8 billion in new operating funding and significant investment in hospital infrastructure. Does Labour welcome that funding?
Yeah, it's very clear that New Zealanders need better health care and there is more investment required. I guess the question for the government and for Simeon Brown is, where is that spend going to? We've seen increase to the fees being paid to Paula Bennett, for example, as the director of Pharmac. That's not necessarily a decision that New Zealanders want to see at the moment. They want to see investment going into the front line. And what they're saying at the moment, of course, is that it's becoming more expensive, more unaffordable to go to the local doctor. So those are the sorts of solutions that people want to see. And that's why Labor's put up our policy for 3 free GP visits universally per year.
And how concerned is Labor about staffing shortages and workforce retention in health?
I've been following this closely, particularly on the North Shore, where there was somewhat of a staffing freeze. It's important that we're investing in our frontline and that positions like healthcare assistants, like nurses and doctors, are taken care of, that they're well-resourced in order to do the job that we need them to do.
And do you think New Zealanders will notice a difference in their day-to-day experiences with the health system because of this budget?
Well, what we're seeing is by funding the health system less than what is needed, then it impacts on the frontline services that we all rely on. So New Zealanders should be concerned at the moment and they should be looking at the government and Christopher Luxon and asking the question, am I better off? And I think the simple answer that most New Zealanders will come to is no.
And just moving on to fees-free, we talked a little bit about it a couple of weeks ago, but what kind of message does scrapping fees-free send to the current and prospective tertiary students?
Well, the message that's been sent is that students aren't a priority, that this government isn't willing to invest in their future. What we've seen is $1.1 billion that was allocated to fees-free be somewhat reallocated elsewhere by a very small amount. We're looking for almost $1 billion that has disappeared as a result. Winston Peters and Christopher Luxon promised that that money would be reallocated to vocational training. That's not what has happened under this budget. So that's a real loss to students. It's a real loss to the investment for our future workforces. But it's a real loss to tertiary education as a whole.
And at the same time, students are facing fee increases and a difficult job market. How significant do you think these pressures are for young New Zealanders?
Students have been really clear with me that they need support both now and in the future. And so to lose fees-free, as well as see another increase of 6% on their fees, that's not the direction that students are wanting to go in, that they're asking for support from a government. And instead, they've received an 18% increase in their student fees over the last 3 years under Christopher Luxon. What we've also seen is not just university students, but that also impacts apprenticeships, work-based learning, students studying at Wānanga and polytechs. They're all affected by this decision and they all miss out on the thousands of dollars that they were promised under Christopher Luxon.
And just lastly, talking about defence spending. One of the biggest new spending commitments in the budget was defence, around $1.6 billion in new funding and a commitment to eventually lift defence spending to 2% of GDP. Does Labor support that direction?
We support increasing defence spending to navigate what is a very volatile global environment at the moment, but the cuts to defence staff make no sense whatsoever, that we invest in one part, but we don't invest in the people that are actually doing the jobs that we need to. So, you know, that's pretty concerning for us, that's concerning for New Zealanders, but overall we're in support of increasing the defence budget. I think it's been a long time coming, but that shouldn't come at the cost of people and other priorities and political choices that this government seems to be making.
Do you think New Zealanders are being brought into that conversation about what trade-offs might be required?
Yeah, absolutely. And the government has chosen to position it this way. For example, in the fees-free conversation, is that they pitted university students against other students in the system. They've pitted defence money against other areas of spending. They pitted pay equity against landlords. And so this is the contrast and the theme of this government, that they continue to run a position that is about winners and losers. If you don't vote for them, you're a loser. If you are a landlord or tobacco companies, you're a winner.
If the government says that money is tight around this budget, how is it possible to find billions for defence while scrapping fees-free and cutting thousands of public sector jobs?
Well, it's about political choices, and New Zealanders have been really clear that their priorities are about jobs, getting good employment. It's about good quality healthcare for their families. It's about making sure that everyone can live in warm, dry houses. And that most of all, that the government delivers on the promise that they made around the cost of living. None of those things seem to be the priority for this government. And what we're seeing instead is them looking after their mates, investing in the things that aren't necessarily priorities for New Zealanders. And that's the political choices that they make. And that's the decisions that New Zealanders need to hold them accountable to come the 7th of November.
That was Shannon Halbert about healthcare funding, the scrapping of fees-free, and the increase to defence spending.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.